Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the Take Points Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Sisilola.
I'm Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Emmanuel.
Yeah, this is the remote edition of Take Points Africa podcast, the first remote edition. If you're a regular listener, I mean, we told you guys last week that going forward, we'll all be working from home, so we'll have to be recording this remotely. It's been a challenge, but
a very huge challenge.
Very, but hopefully after this week we'll have figured things out. Anyway, yeah, how are you guys doing? Are we social distancing properly? How are we doing?
We are trying.
We are trying.
We are doing our best.
Around with
I only left my house once since Sunday. That was yesterday to do some fresh food shopping. Other than that, okay, yeah, to visit someone. I wasn't supposed to visit, but this was very, very important. So I didn't have a choice. So I did. But after that, since that, I've not stepped out.
Wow.
Social distancing.
It's been crazy. Yeah, the numbers are, I mean, according to the NCDC now, we now have like 51 cases in Nigeria confirmed.
51.
Including the chief of staff. To the president, and even there are rumors that President Buhari too might be sick.
Yeah, we heard
even
that.
Even though it was announced that he announced.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense that I would never advise that they say anything about him being positive at this moment. His emotions are flying around, and everybody's scared of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of the same all over Africa. Different numbers all over Africa, and you know, all the governments are trying to do all the things they can do. In Lagos, for example, now, starting yesterday they closed all the markets, open markets, and advised everybody to do all the shopping they need to do. And then, of course, schools already closed last week.
Yeah.
So even children in boarding schools have come back.
Mm-hmm.
I heard recently that the federal government is going to ban interstate travel by bus so that people don't move around states. Yeah. And I think it's similar things happening all around Africa.
The figures are kind of high in Ghana compared to that which was recorded in Kenya. Ghana has like 132 confirmed cases at the moment.
Of the coronavirus. Wow.
Three deaths and 132 confirmed cases. So to...
That is crazy.
...reduce that number or not to make it go beyond that, they have closed different establishments, schools, just like it is in Nigeria, for example. They closed schools, closed all basic educational institutions. Aside that, all conferences have been suspended, political rallies are suspended, but hotels, shopping malls, supermarkets, restaurants, clubs, and drinking spots are still allowed to run. With the directive that they should intensify their hygiene, hygiene in the places, so they are still allowed to run. I'm thinking that for that high number, they should have directed them that they should all close. But I don't know. But
weird. That clubs are just as. What's the word I'll use now?
As a close contact of people, mosques. Like in those places, yes.
Wow. Exactly. Okay. That they should actually ban clubs from. Because,
wow.
And again, Ghana's population, there's about 28 million, and you have 132 cases. That's quite a lot.
That probably warrants a state of
emergency. They might have their reasons.
They are not testing enough people. And it's the same case we have all over Africa.
Africa.
Not testing enough people.
How about South Africa, Titi?
Well, yeah, in South Africa, the South African government is actually very scared because, you know, a large percentage of their population have HIV, tuberculosis, and a lot of these ailments. And they are scared that because of these ailments, their immune systems are way, way down. And they're more susceptible to, like, contracting the virus. So they've done a lot of things. In the past just 1 or 2 weeks, they've implemented travel ban from high-risk countries around the world, like China and Italy and the rest. And also, the thing is crazy because as of Monday, Sunday, they had 128 cases, and by Monday, it's increased by 47%.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
So they are doing it. Yeah. So from last night, that's Thursday, yesterday, midnight on Thursday, they are implementing a nationwide ban. Nobody's allowed to come out except people that are working. Yes, a lockdown, a nationwide lockdown. Except people that work in healthcare. Yes, people that work in healthcare, security, producers of and distributors of food and medical supplies. And they said banks and supermarkets and gas stations will be open as well. And they're also looking for ways to create temporary shelters for the homeless because they're trying to so that they can see, so they will not be roaming about and be, we cannot contract the virus. So,
So all of this is just getting me worried about, like, businesses, how businesses will survive. You know, entrepreneurs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that they rely on is co-working spaces, right?
Yes.
I mean, in Nigeria and Kenya and Ghana, I'm very sure of that. I don't know about South Africa, but I've spent enough time in Nigeria, Kenya, and Nigeria to know that budding entrepreneurs depend on co-working spaces. But then now people are supposed to self-isolate or social distance, and co-working spaces are kind of crowded. But for many people, this is the only place they can do business because they don't have power at home. They don't have internet. So, like, it's really crazy. We did a story about that, like, how co-working spaces in Nigeria, for example, are coping. And I know that in Lagos, many of them have shut down. So CCO has shut down its co-working space arm. Elite Space has done that too. But outside Lagos, the story is a bit different. So Abuja, people are still co-working. Ibadan too, yeah. It's I don't know.
They claim that they are implementing some hygienic or safety measures, rather.
Safety measures.
To ensure that people are, like, safe. But to be fair, they don't have the population that Lagos has.
So they're trying to
keep afloat. Like, if they close down, how do they make money and stuff? And it's just crazy, but man, you just have to be safe.
Exactly. Just like you said now, like, Winnovation in Ibadan says they don't have up to 25 people in their co-working space currently, so they are still within the limits, is what they are saying. Next time you were saying something.
Yes. I think they are still banking on the fact that not too many cases are reported in those locations.
Because
left to Lagos State, they will just decide to lock down.
But then people are traveling. Aren't they?
That's kind of the mentality. Even state government, with the fact that Lagos State government declared a lockdown, schools should not be in operation. Some states are still waiting till maybe a case is reported, until a case is reported, before they can take those measures. You understand? So it's not as if
That was how we got here in the first place.
I think that is what this co-working space is looking at.
Lagos into other states, and they're probably not getting tested, so they're probably spreading it.
Yes.
Like, it's really crazy. But yeah, like Titi said, for some of these businesses, they have to stay afloat. They have to stay afloat. And even the entrepreneurs that use the co-working spaces, for many of them, if they don't work, they are not going to survive during this period. They are not going to eat. So it's like
these are terrible.
And it still brings us to the whole discussion of And it still brings us to the discussion of, is Nigeria really a conducive place for running a business, even outside the whole coronavirus conversation and all of that. I mean, Nifemi did a story around that. There was a story like about a report saying Nigeria has one of the most conducive places in Africa or something like that. What was the story again?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Based on the metrics they mentioned in those reports,
what report was that, baby? First of all, organization?
Okay. Yes. World Bank Group. There's a report by the World Bank Group. Doing Business 2020 report. They judge that Nigeria is one of the top improvers in creating an enabling business environment globally, based on
Globally.
They mentioned factors like registering a company, registering a business, how much you have to pay to certify your business, getting workspaces. So they were mentioning metrics like that. Aside that, there's another report, IES, about startup capitals in Africa. Among the top 10, four Nigerian cities made it as locations where it is easy to do business. Based on the number of days, it takes to start a business.
So, was their methodology explained?
Yes.
Because I'd like to understand the methodology.
Yes.
And understand how they came to that conclusion.
Okay. From the report about the startup capitals in Africa, mentioned that it takes Nigerian shorter days for a business to start in Nigeria. It takes shorter days for business, and the procedures are not really difficult to meet. The requirements are not difficult to meet. I think these metrics are not that out of place, because they might apply for formal establishment and not startups, so to say. And maybe those reports, they fail to address issues around infrastructure, which is what that article focused on. And those are kind of what supports a business in Nigeria. The infrastructure, like electricity, like internet.
So you're saying the report doesn't focus on those things?
Yes, they left out those things. It just based it on...
So you spoke to a couple of entrepreneurs. Was that the same sentiment they were reflecting?
Yes, the sentiment around infrastructure, around electricity, around literacy.
Of the consumer,
of the general market. It's not like it is conducive or not. They're just finding a way around that to make their business successful.
So the report was not maybe wholesome enough, but based on the metrics that they focused on, they were kind of on the money somehow. Just that they didn't focus on the really important things like infrastructure.
Which is what entrepreneurs are focused on.
Okay, and that thing that they probably didn't focus on is financing, and in terms of business loans and all of that. But even aside business loans, now with the whole issue with coronavirus and everything around that, even personal loans, because people are talking about lockdowns. So in South Africa now, a lockdown is about to happen. We don't know whether a lockdown is going to happen.
It already happened last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Everywhere exactly. Been quiet.
And. And now they are saying people should lock down. They need to stock up. But to stock up, they need to be able to have money. Some people don't have the money, so they are going to end up borrowing personal finance. And then, Emmanuel, you wrote a story about how the predatory lending tactics of digital online lending platforms, might be a problem during this period. What was that about?
Okay, so. It's pretty obvious when you are in dire need of cash, you run to whoever you can or wherever you can to quickly get money. And these digital platforms, they are basically begging for you to come and collect money. You feel like, oh, they have money to throw around. But once you get roped in, from what I observe, it's very, very difficult to come out of it, especially when you consider their high interest rates, the number of all these micro-lending apps, we discovered that most of them have interest rates of 20%, which you have to pay back per month. But you won't notice it, especially when you're borrowing small amounts, like 5,000 naira.
Small amounts,
10,000 naira. But when you decide to go a little bit higher, say 20, 30,000, then they're asking you to pay 35,000, and you'll be like, what? Just within a month, some are even below a month, like 15 days. And according to some...
Very short periods.
Yeah, and according to some persons we spoke with, like, they can even, if you default, they can embarrass the life out of you.
And yes, and yeah, I mean, I know I've experienced that. Like, I got a message telling me that somebody on my contact list is owing them and I should ask them to pay. I'm like, wow. What?
Is that not like a anti data protection, like a data protection breach that is there? Like,
not really. Like,
I guess users accept those things when they install the app, but they don't know.
So it's part of the things you grant them permission to access when you are installing the app. So basically, you have no choice. I mean, that's how they even determine your credit score for some of them. They look at your SMS alert history, look at how much has been entering your account and how much has been leaving. Then they use their supposed AI, I'm using air quotes here, to determine your credit scores. And for the bigger guys, the microfinance banks like Page Financials and Rain Money, it's a little bit lower, the interest rates. They are not just a little bit, much lower, like 5% or 4%. But most of the time, especially if you are a low-income earner or an average-income earner, you can't get loans like below 50,000 most times. You have to get loans of above 100,000, 150, 200, 200,000 most times. And you can't pay back within 6 months because they have this policy that if your salary earner of say 100,000, you can't be servicing a loan of more than 40,000 naira every month. But I asked myself, okay, why is it this high in the first place? And I discovered that the interest rate is compound interest. They add interest on the lump sum for that you're supposed to pay back in the whole year and add the interest to each month. So let's say you're supposed to pay 10,000 naira every month as principal, they add interest of 10,000 naira to the 12 months, and at the end of the day, what you pay will be like almost half or more than half of what you borrowed at the end of the year. But then again, we don't notice these things because they come on a monthly basis. And then
with the whole coronavirus thing now, situation, pandemic, and people needing to survive, we are going to see a lot more cases of people borrowing money from these platforms.
Likely going to be more cases of defaulting too, because they cannot come and kill people.
Exactly.
Yeah, there'll be lots of defaulting, Well, I would like us to keep pay attention to that, but I mean, it looks like it's all bad news now and all of that, so I think we should go away from all of that because it's getting depressing. Let's talk about, is there a solution? Is there anything? So, I know you did a story about artificial intelligence and AI regulations around... So developed nations are kind of using AI to figure out solutions for coronavirus. So what's the story there for Africa?
For Africa, AI, it's really not a thing yet as much as we would like. Even around the world, AI has not developed to the extent of what we see in science fictions. I mean, obviously. But they are using it to do a lot of things. Like before... the coronavirus was even confirmed by the World Health Organization in Wuhan. 9 days before it was confirmed, an artificial intelligence platform in the US, I think Blue Dot, had already detected an unusual strain of pneumonia in Wuhan market. That was 9 days before. Then not only Blue Dot, HealthMap, MetaBiota, HealthMap, I think it belongs to an artificial intelligence platform in a school in the US. Now, these are things that are already in place. Then currently, China, I think they've fought back very, very well against the coronavirus, and it's with the help of platforms like Tencent and Baidu. They've developed artificial intelligence platforms that can be testing patients, because of course they don't have the staff to be testing people all the time, because lots of people are getting contacted with the virus. But with the artificial intelligence, they're able to screen a large number of people at a particular time. In Africa, we look at the lack of basic infrastructure, the health care system that does not have enough data records. The story still doesn't seem to be good for now, but in the future, if we're able to scale through this, this could be a food for thought. Okay, we should be ahead of the curve, ahead of the, the conversation. Not that we should be reacting like the way we always do, but if regulations are in place to actually build artificial intelligence system, not just buy and import, because importing, according to a discussion I had with Alex Sado, a product manager at NVIDIA, importing these equipments are very, very expensive. Some cost as much as $500,000. So
So we need local solutions.
Local solutions,
this,
yes, because Google...
I mean, it's timely that it's timely that, I mean, last week we still talked about how some of the hubs like Ventures Platform and CC Hub are calling out for solutions, and they are hoping to support with as much as $5,000 and give them space to work and all that. People that have solutions around, you know, coronavirus, curbing the spread of coronavirus in Africa. And I know there are other people that are announcing different solutions and all of that. So hopefully it's more of action than fluff, and we'll see some interesting solutions coming out of this. Yeah, very important. But I mean, for now, it's very important we still stay safe.
Yeah.
So like we are working remotely, we are doing our own part. By the way, if you guys notice, everybody listening, if you notice the dip in quality, it's because we are doing this remotely. So the sound may not be as good as you are used to. We're trying our best. And then, I mean, everybody, just a reminder that everybody has to stay safe. Social distancing, very important. If you feel unwell, self-isolate so you don't spread to other people. Maintain personal hygiene, wash your hands regularly. If you can't wash, use a sanitizer. What other tips are there?
When you feel any symptoms, call toll numbers that lead to the NCDC so that you can get tested and self-isolate yourself.
Self-isolate is very important. Yeah. I think the NCDC toll number for Nigeria is 0800-97-0800-97-CORONA. Is that it?
No, I think it's 080-CORONA or something. I know there's corona there.
Wait, how do you write? Yeah. How do you type in corona with your keypad? Like
that? No, you just type the figure that has the letters. Yeah. You have to type the figure that has the letters. Okay, we'll put all of that. We'll put the details. We'll put all the numbers and everything.
Yeah,
and
please don't call the lines just to test whether it works or not. You'll be blocking other people from reaching them. Please don't be those people.
Yeah, very important. That reminds me of the issue about network in this period. Like, I just hope it doesn't get overloaded.
Because of everybody's at home and everybody's trying to connect.
Use the internet.
Wow. Anyway, guys, if you have any other tips, we'd like to hear from you. Or if you have any feedback about any of the stories we talked about, you can email us at podcast@techpoint.africa. You can also tweet at us and use the hashtag
TechPoint Africa Podcast.
And please, guys, don't forget to stay safe. By the way, we should talk about
TechPoint.
We postponed Startup School. Yeah, we announced it last week. It was supposed to hold between Wednesday and today. It was supposed to end today, Friday, but we had to postpone it. So, I mean, those who are already paid already got the information ahead about it. So, in case you're wondering, we have to postpone it, because it would have been very irresponsible for us to go ahead with it.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. It's going to be happening in June now, last week of June. Hopefully, by that time, all of this would have settled on all of this.
Yeah.
So, we're very hopeful. Anything else? I forgot. Anything else?
Yeah, you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, Stitcher, and everywhere you find your podcast.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll make sure that we'll keep bringing information to you every week. So always watch out for the podcast and always check out TechPoint North Africa for any other news updates. Again, guys, stay safe. So we'll catch you again next week.
Bye.
How do you sign out? I don't know how to sign out very well. Different locations. Some of us are not even in Lagos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, same time, same station right, next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.